This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me now, Chris Nanos, who's a candidate for sheriff. And Chris, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're back on the ballot and glad you're running again for sheriff. This has been a tough 4 years. You narrowly were defeated 4 years ago. You come back again because you were asked to come back by literally hundreds of deputies, and this entire community wants you back. So must feel good to get back into the arena, at least at the request of a great many people.
Well, I'm quite flattered, actually, that the number of deputies and the number of, you know, I have a lot of friends that always wanted me to run, and my wife and I talked about it years ago afterwards, and we decided that, you know, I was doing well with retirement. We were traveling and having a good time, but I would routinely hear from deputies and corrections officers and civilian employees, and, you know, it got to a point where it just got unbearable for them. And they, I think this past, not this summer, but the summer before, just the last summer, they really pushed pretty hard to get me to commit. And I wasn't convinced until they put up a billboard saying they wanted me back. So, yeah, I'm humbled by it all. But, it is. It's good to be back. I've always thought this department's one of the greatest departments in the country simply because of the people they have working for them and that they've hired. And they're so committed to not just each other and the team, but also this community. So, yeah, I'm fortunate and blessed to be in the position I am.
You know, you were talking about in your campaign to reduce response times. That's critical. Obviously, this is a very large county, bigger than some states, and you've got a lot of miles to cover and a lot of people that live far apart. But if you're on your floor with a heart attack or you need somebody to save you from an intrusion in your home, you want law enforcement there now, as quickly as possible. Yeah. Response times have gone way up under this sheriff. You're going to bring that down. You said you would. How are you going to do that?
Well, it's really simple. I had brought it down before. I was sheriff for just a little over 1 year, and while I was there, we had one of the lowest response times in the state, an average of 3.56 minutes, 3 minutes 56 seconds to get to a priority one call. And you know, that to me isn't fast enough. Even though it was one of the best times in the state, they're now closer to 5 minutes for a priority call. And let's just think a minute. If you're in a fight or somebody's breaking in your home, that minute and a half extra really is critical to that person on the other side of the door. So, yeah, no. One of the things, the first things you have to do is you got to stop the bleeding. There's so much, the attrition rate at the department, people are leaving left and right, and they're jumping out because the morale is so terrible. They're being treated wrong, and they've just given up on things. So the first thing you got to do is get in there and take care of your team. Show them that you're really there for the right reasons. Slow that bleeding. Get the attrition rates back down to where they're comfortable. When I was there, attrition rates were just over 1.5 to 2. We got them down to 0.89. What that really means is simply this. If you're at 2, that means every pay period you're losing 2 employees a pay period. Today, the attrition rate for deputies is, again, at 2, where we had them below 1. That's just part of the problem. When you look at your corrections officers, there's the real issue. They're up as high as almost 6. I think it's 5 point something. When I was there, we had them under 3. You can't lose. Just think the numbers logically. If I'm losing 6 employees a pay period, that's 12 a month. Do you know how long it takes to train those individuals? In 11 weeks' time, just to get the 6 I've lost every pay period, I've got to have 30-some hired just for that to make it be even in 11 weeks. In other words, I haven't made any gains. They've lost so many. They're so under. I think they're down probably close to 100 bodies now, and that's why your response times are. I mean, it just makes sense. if I don't have the deputies in the field to respond to calls for service, it's going to take longer to get there.
Well, the cost involved in training these people is enormous. It costs you tons of money every time you lose somebody. You got to replace them with a trained officer.
Yeah, and that's the thing people don't understand is it's not just a training. For example, you go through our academy. That's 39 weeks, and then there's another 12, 13, 14 weeks of on-the-job training. So you're now up to 40-some weeks. And then we give you a year of probation. That's almost a year and a half to 2 years of training before you actually are in a squad car by yourself. And most deputies, if not all, would tell you, you still ain't a cop until you've been out on the street for 3-4 years. So when you lose that experienced deputy, that guy who's been out there 5, 6, 7 years, oh my goodness, it kills you because it takes that great amount of time to get that experience level back. We talk about education being key, and it is, but for deputies, you can't go to college and get a degree and go out and work in a patrol car. You have to have the experience. And when you lose that experience, you're basically back to square one. You've lost more than just the $100,000 it took to train that deputy. You've lost a great amount of experience that takes time to recover.
So how do people help you become sheriff of Pima County one more time? How can they help you?
Well, it's clear. One, I need their support and I need their vote. So first off, we still have a primary coming up here in the next August 4th. What are we, about 10 days out or so? I need people voting. And if we get through the primary and we win that, then we move on to the general in November. And we'll be facing Mark Napier, who's unopposed and is the current sheriff. And I really just tell these people, look at all the candidates. Go look at, you know, it's hard for somebody. How do you know a candidate today anymore? If you look at Chris Nanos' website, it's not going to say anything bad about Chris Nanos, right? And he's going to say all the good stuff, same with Mark Napier or Kevin Kavinsky, whoever it is. But what I ask you to do is go talk to those people who know those candidates, who have nothing to buy in on this at all. There's no political motivation behind it. They just know them. And here's you. This community has a great opportunity here. The workforce for the Pima County Sheriff's Department, the employees of that department, they have worked for Mark Napier for 4 years. They know Kevin Kabitsky because he worked with them for 20 years. And they've known Chris Nanos because he's worked with them for 30-some years. And those people know all three candidates. And what do they tell you? They gave Mark Napier three separate votes of no confidence. The corrections officers voted no confidence. The deputies voted no confidence. His commanders voted no confidence. He is the only sheriff, and he tried to throw this off on another talk show host about, oh, no, all the sheriffs get votes of no confidence. And that is completely a false. It's actually a lie. No sheriff ever has received a vote of no confidence, period. And he knows that. But it doesn't matter. He has three of them. The employees don't want him. He made a promise. He made 26 promises in writing. He put them down in writing. We have them. And the first promise up there is, hey, if I give you 4 years and you don't think I've done a good job, just tell me and I'll leave. I will not run again. I'll step down. They've told him he's not stepping down. The man has never kept his word on any promises. The promises to the community, the promises to the voters, the promises to his team. He's just not kept them.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I don't think he ever intended to.
I've been a broadcaster in this town for a half a century, and, of course, I've followed the great career of Clarence Dubnyk, who chose you as his successor, and that was good enough for me. He was right about you being one of the best sheriffs in the history of Pima County. We need you back, Chris Nanos, and we're going to try to do everything we can to elect you a sheriff again. I'm out of time. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much. We'll talk again before this ends. You'll win this primary, then we'll go on to the general. But I appreciate you being on the show. I'm so glad you're running again, Chris. Thanks very, very much. Have a great weekend.
John, you too, and thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Chris Nanos.